According to the NFL, the team that was known as the Muncie Flyers was also at one point known as the Congerville Flyers. So what is Congerville and why the name change?
Congerville was at one point a neighborhood in the south side of Muncie that was a working class industrial neighborhood, workers or managers that worked either in Ball or any of the factories on the south side of town, basically south of Memorial and north of 26th Street and west of Madison. In the first two decades of the 20th century, there was just this Bush League football that existed all over Muncie. Churches and neighborhoods had their own teams. Congerville had two main teams, the Giants, and then who became the Flyers, and the Congerville Athletic Club, and they merged. But they had a couple of B teams, like that were the seconds and the thirds. And so the impression, if you read through the newspapers in those first two decades, is that football was very popular, very intramural and very sort of haphazard, but very popular. And when the APFA was formed, they thought Congerville would be too obscure, so they became the Muncie Flyers to better reflect that they were the preeminent team of Muncie.
Some of us of a certain age have seen the goofy cartoon of early football and the rules of football. It looked pretty different, didn't it, from the NFL games that we see today?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that if we were transported back in time, we would not be lost. I think that we would understand the general gameplay, but yeah, I mean, the rules were very much different. Their helmets were leather. They just wore sweaters. And it seems, and I'm not an expert here, but it seems to be sort of divided by weight. And so how it would work is if you were a 140-pound team, so the average weight was 140-pound for the players, you would call out a rival team in the newspaper and you say, we're calling out the Congerville Flyers to play the Industry Line Busters on such and such time and day. And they'd either show up or they'd respond in the newspaper. So it just seems very informal and sort of slapped together as opposed to having what we have today, you know, where everything's sort of planned out.
Right. Once the team became part of the precursor to the NFL, the APFA, it didn't last very long. Why was that?
Muncie was just bad. I mean, they're in 1920, they were 0-1 in league play. And then in 1921, they were 0-2 in league play. They were just punching above their weight, really. And so they went back to playing the local teams, and they did quite well. And they did quite well before joining the APFA and then after. And for all kinds of reasons, they didn't have enough money. There wasn't enough resources, I think, to attract some of the folks that the other teams were able to get.
If we had been better and if we had lasted, do you think that we would be rooting for the Muncie Mighty Geese or something in the NFL?
That would maybe. My suspicion, though, and you know who knows, but as a good counterfactual, my suspicion was is if they grew to prominence, they would have moved to Indianapolis. If we had managed to keep a team, I think it at least in the 1940s or 50s, it would have moved to a larger city or been bought out with someone that had more resources for better equipment and that could pay for players to have like a full-time job is to play football. At the end of it, the first of the first 14 teams, only two remained.
Oh, wow.
And most of them folded within a couple of years. The Decatur Staleys became the Chicago Bears. And then the Chicago Cardinals went to St. Louis and are now the Arizona Cardinals.
Chris Fluke is the president of the Delaware County Historical Society. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.